American rights. It comes with a responsibility. We all hope we'll never need a jury of our peers, but somebody needs one every single day. We owe it to our fellow Americans to answer that call. The American justice system is the envy of the world, but it only works when we do our part. The American jury is we the people in action. The American Bar Association Commission on the American Jury reminds you, do your jury duty.
I know someone with lupus.
My girlfriend.
My mommy.
We work together.
My sister.
My neighbor.
I know someone with lupus.
She's so tired.
Fatigue, achy joints and fever. Severe chest pains, heart problems.
Her kidneys gave up.
He had a seizure.
Pain never stops.
Someone you know.
Someone you know.
Someone you know.
Someone you know has lupus.
But there is hope. For information, contact the Lupus Foundation of America at 888-38-LUPUS or lupus.org.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920,
WGNE. I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking. familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Now, the Lincoln Middle School Poetry Club.
Mothers, daddy-os, you've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a little involvement in our school is cooler than cool, because studies show a little participation increases our chances for graduation.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ad Council and National PTA.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White.
The adjustments being announced are a recognition of the Iraqi people's progress in assuming greater responsibility for their country.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld today at Camp Fallujah telling U.S. troops combat forces will roll back in Iraq. He didn't give specific numbers, but Pentagon officials say as many as 7,000 troops. More from ABC's Heather Nauert in Baghdad.
Rumsfeld said that two army brigades, one in Kansas, the other in Kuwait, will not deploy to Iraq next month. Both units have already seen tours in Iraq. And the focus of the U.S. mission here will shift. Instead of U.S. forces taking the lead in combat operations, Iraqis will increasingly take on the job.
80 Iraqi soldiers were killed today in an attack north of Baghdad. American Staff Sergeant Krista Englert will spend this Christmas in Iraq, helping to rebuild cities like Mosul. Looking ahead,
I'm definitely excited to come home and be with my family, but there's definitely going to be a bit of sadness here. I've made some great relationships. I've met some incredible Iraqis, and it's going to be very, very difficult to come home.
Arrest warrants have gone out across Europe for some purported CIA operatives allegedly involved in the abduction of an Egyptian cleric on Italian soil.
The warrants spell out that if any of the 22 named individuals are currently in European Union states, they're to be rounded up and sent to Italy for trial. Direct extradition from the U.S., however, has been bogged down politically. Earlier this week, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi suggested his government wouldn't be pressing Washington over the matter. The case concerns the alleged kidnapping of a cleric from a Milan street in 2003 and is reported transferred to an Egyptian prison.
ABC's Tom Rivers, a collective sigh of relief among New York commuters.
I'm very happy, you know, because I lose a lot of money, you know, but I'm so happy the train is running again.
The transit strike's over. The bargaining goes on. Bus and subway workers back on the job without a contract. This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened the store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's education designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 170 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. 1-800-853-4433.
Some call it donor fatigue. A nonprofit group that tracks charitable giving says the South Asian tsunami and Hurricane Katrina are cutting into the donations smaller charities count on this time of year. Many donors tapped out by earlier disasters. One study finds a full third plan to give less this year. You know about mind over matter, but how about magic? Turns out Harry Potter, the boy wizard, may work some hocus-pocus on kids.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Researchers say Harry Potter casts a spell on kids by encouraging them to sit quietly and read, whereas other craze activities put children at risk. Since the books lack wheels, sharp edges, or hard, pointy things that can poke an eye out, children are less likely to wind up in the emergency room, at least in the days immediately following a new Potter release. Of course, the downside is decreased activity, weight gain, and overuse of the word wicked. Donna Renee, ABC News.
I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a St. Louis area man is dead and two passengers in his SUV are critically injured after a collision with a train in Franklin County. The Missouri Highway Patrol says 59-year-old Douglas Fuller failed to stop at a railroad crossing on Merrimack Terrace Road yesterday morning and was broadsided by a Burlington Northern Santa Fe freight train. Fuller was pronounced dead on arrival at a hospital. Two women in Fuller's SUV were airlifted to a St. Louis hospital with serious injuries. Missouri Senator Kit Bond is talking about the past year's legislative session as well as his priorities for next year. The Republican senator says his accomplishments this year include the passage of a highway and energy bill as well as key defense appropriations. He says next year he wants to focus on immigration reform.
I have a very great concern that we are educating too many bright young scientists, mathematicians, and engineers in the United States from around the world, and then we tell them, we've given you our best training, now you have to go home. I want to change the law to say, if you want to stay here, we'd like to have you stay here.
In addition to immigration reform, Senator Bond says he will be focusing on transportation, housing, and economic development programs for Missouri during the 2006 legislative session. Finally this hour, if you're dreaming of a white Christmas in Missouri this year, don't hold your breath. Pat Gunnan, a climatologist at the University of Missouri, says you're more likely to see a white Christmas if you live in the Rockies, the Northeast, or the extreme northern Midwest. Gunnan says even in the northernmost part of the state, there is only a chance of a white Christmas every 4 years. Sunday's forecast calls for possible flurries in the morning, but with temperatures in the low 40s, it's unlikely the snow will accumulate too much. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by International Star Registry. This holiday season, give an amazing gift that will last a lifetime. Name a star after someone. To order, visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by PartyPoker.com. Westbound 270 at Lindbergh and McDonald's. All roadways are reopened after an earlier stall is cleared. Eastbound Manchester at Shirley, there's a report of an injury accident blocking both lanes. Traffic's getting by in the center turn lane. Westbound 44 between Bowles and Chrysler. Look for a disabled vehicle. Left lane is blocked. There are no delays. Westbound 44 from Grand to Vandeventer. There's an accident. The right lane is blocked. There are no delays there as well. Northbound 55 at Union and Potomac. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between 270 and McCausland, everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs and St. Charles Rock Road, everything's flowing freely. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and 170, look for normal traffic. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Big Bend, everything is on the move. The last lane on the eastbound and westbound I-44 from Route JJW in St. Clair rest area will be closed to reinstall guardrail cable. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 111 all the way onto the PSB looks good. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, everything's on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3, those ramps onto the Poplar Street Bridge are clear. Northbound 141 at 44, there's an accident on the right shoulder. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by PartyPoker.com. PartyPoker.com, more players, more tables, more winners. Sign up now, enter their special tournament, and you could win a Ferrari. It's that simple. It's free to enter. So visit PartyPoker.com today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Christmas Day. For today, partly cloudy skies, high around 60. This evening, rain likely with a low around 40. Chance of rain is about 60%. Colder, occasional rain and possible snow in the afternoon on Christmas Eve day. Saturday evening, blustery, colder, rain and snow are likely with after midnight. Light snow accumulations are expected. The low should be around 30. And then on Christmas Day, cloudy, a chance of flurries. The high should be around the 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 33 degrees. Under clear skies. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. All our hosts are on vacation because today is their Christmas holiday. So from all of us here at AM 920 WGNU, we bring you the 920 Club. So happy holidays, everyone.
It begins to tell around midnight. I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad. But it really gets bad around midnight. Memories always start around midnight. Round midnight, haven't got the heart to stand those memories. When my heart is still with you, and oh midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find you're out of my arms and I'm out of my mind. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound. When old midnight comes around, just let our love